Lesa Villa Stampa. You are now on the lakefront of Lesa, in front of Villa Stampa, a neoclassical building from the end of the 18th century. As indicated by the plaque on the facade, Alessandro Manzoni stayed here several times. He loved the peace and tranquility of these places. The villa belonged to Manzoni's second wife, Teresa Borri Stampa, and originally had a U-shaped plan, with two side wings that connected it directly to the lake. Demolished for the construction of the Napoleonic Road in 1806, to the great disappointment of the owners. At the rear of the building, in what used to be the caretaker Enrico Rovera's house, the Manzoni Room has been set up since 1979, a small museum dedicated to Alessandro Manzoni and Giulio Carcano, another Milanese scholar who had chosen Lesa as his home. After several stays, starting from 1839, following his second marriage, Manzoni lived permanently in Lesa between 1848 and 1850, when, following the failure of the revolutionary uprisings, he preferred to leave Milan. When he was in Lesa, Manzoni loved to converse with Abbot Antonio Rosmini, who lived in Stresa, taking long walks to reach the philosopher. The friendship between the two is testified by a monument located near the Villa Ducale in Stresa, created by the sculptor Pietro Canonica, which pays homage to the meetings in Stresa that took place between Rosmini and the great Milanese writer. If you also want to take a nice walk, download the map from the totem in front of you and follow the purple placeholders towards the historic centre of Lesa, or continue towards Belgirate. Look around and enjoy the scenery. Sentire Sentieri Manzoni in Lesa will guide you in your wanderings.